Pasuk says, "Achas nimchem, menachas seichem, edrash." Here it is, mitzava, iser, mitzicha. Yaakov chayed reshendo. Might be the idea that even animal kills, gets killed. Rabbi has a discussion about that. Whether it is einish for an animal, miyad adam. Miad ish echov edo ish as nefesh ha'odom. All the things going on in this pasuk. So, Chazal say, Medrash miad kol chaya zeh moises chaveir lo chaya lo hargoy. Miad ish echov zeh soiches acherim lo hargoy chaveir, right? This pasuk miad ish echov means, what's the ish and what's the echov? Meaning that you hired someone else to kill someone. You hired a hitman. And the Medrash goes by it and says, Kulam kilchis b'nei noyach, ve'ed echad, dayin echad, ayidei shliach. Shenem ha-shefech dam ha-odom ba-odom, ayidei odom, dom yishofech. The Medrash says that shefech dam ha-odom, Shayfich dam ha'adam be'adam. What's his dam ha'adam be'adam? So it's dam ha'adam ayidei adam, ayidei adam acher. Dam yishafer dainu, and the Rashi also explains that even on Dine Yisrael, someone that sends someone else to kill someone, he's potter. We say ain shlichut varavera. By Ben Noach we say he's killed. We say Ben Noach we say yesh shlichut varavera. He's killed the bezdin sayif. So if you hire someone to kill someone, to eliminate someone, then you get killed. So all the mafia bosses are all chayv misa.
Even though they say
we don't say shalvar vera. Not even though we say, we don't say. Even though normally by a Jew we say shalvar vera. Here the Medrash tells me, the pasuk tells me that a guy we say shalvar vera. Now, the Chayra was commanded by Ferish Rajba, like this Kiddush of the Marash Yafet, that the Yesh Lil Barbera by a guy, there's a Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara Muchitzach, to find the case of a Barash of Shnei Shutvin. The Gemara says, in the finale, the Gemara says, if it's talking about that two people hired someone to dig a bar for them, the Gemara says that's not going to work. In fact, the Rashba, one way to say it's talking about they hired a guy. The Hainu, it's implicit in the Rashba's question that even though we say Yesh Lichud Varavera, but by a guy we say Yesh Lichud Varavera. And for the Rashba, you're right. There's no problem with Shlichud Varavera. There's a bigger problem. Ain't Shlichus L'Goy. Atem Gamatem, Ma'atem B'nei Bris. So even though mitzad, the fact that it's an avera doesn't ishter, but there's a bigger problem that there's no shlichus b'chas. If you hire a guy to dig your bar, you're not going to be chayiv anyway because ain't shlichus l'guy.
So the entire idea, if there is a
shlichus
l'tvar here by a guy, it's a non-starter. Maybe. According to the Rashi,
here before. Your hemshchel of the shir maybe will be a star. Maybe it's a star, maybe we'll finish. You're right. What we've seen now is never to get. Just that there's no problem with Shlichus Varavera, but there might be a problem with Shlichus. Okay. The question could be, what about a guy to a guy? You know, saying Shlichus, even though ain't Shlichus lakum, that's going to be a big part of today's shir, is what's it done by a guy to guy, and we say Yeshliach. Where? In the Gemara Baba Kama? Yes, it's the Gemara the Jews are hiring the guy to dig a bar. Now, the Prashas Drachim, the Mishnah Melech, asks Akasha on the Marash Yafa. Marash Yafa wanted to say, now what? Now by a guy we say Yeshlichus Varavera. So he says the Chayz against the Gemara. So the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Amr Rav Shmuel Baruch by Nachman Rav Yenison, Menayin Shein Toinel Meisus. There's a klal that someone was a Meisus Umidiach, A mase is someone that convinced other people to be hayven by the zara. So the halacha is ain't tiny lemase. We don't try to help him out. We don't try to give him, you know, ways of we don't hire a lawyer for him. Why? Learn nothing from nachash akadmaini. The nachash, Batsim, could have had a good case, could have had a good argument. When the Kashbar came to him and said, "What'd you do over here?" Yeah, he had a good tarets. So why did the Kashbar kind of help my see? The nachash was the maces. He convinced Chaya, Chava, Ifne, to das. Therefore, we don't try to help now. What could he have said?
What do you mean?
My Havel Nehmet.
Chava convinced the nachash, she was going to tell him.
We didn't tie it for Chav either.
She tied it.
If she tied it, it fell. We don't tie it for them. If they don't have tie it, then we're not going to try to help them out.
Hashem didn't even ask the Nachash. He just said, you're
not punished.
He asked Chav,
you didn't ask
Nachash.
Okay, that's... The Marasim ain't tied it for meaning, but if they're doing it wrong, they could. So, the... I mean, he was worse. He was the first one to start it. Whatever. Maybe that's why they didn't offer it. But if he would have tied it, he could have had a tie now. We could have said, Divrei Rav, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. What do you mean? Oh, he told me, you know, like the kid, right? He told me to do it. He told me to do it, right? You know, until he jumped up there at my staples, right? You know? So, what do you mean he told you? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim. What kind of, yeah, I told you to do it. What is she did? So therefore, Elamai, so we could have done that for him. But ain't time on Isis, that's the clock. Says the Parshas Drachim, so if you tell me that the Shlid Baravei by Ben Noyach,
it's how many times?
You want to know what are the other times?
I'm saying there's others.
I don't know, the Gemara don't think there's other times. I heard you question. How about it? The point is that Frek the Mishnah Melech, if we say it's Yeshlil Baravera by a Ben Noyach and Cain, so what's the time of the Barav? Right? Why Yeshlil Baravera? The Barav the Dav Mishnah the Vim Mishaimim, right? So in other words, so if you tell me that Yeshlil Baravera, so then what's the time? Is Yeshlil Baravera? What do you tell me it's an Avera? Should have said, what do you mean it's an Avera? They're rather than the Talmud Mishaimim. Yeah? What do you mean? The Yeshua is a Barbera, by God. He asked another Kasha that the Medrash by Paroi said, etc. He says, why didn't Paroi kill himself? Why do they do the Mialdois? Because he didn't want to be killed. He didn't want to do it. But if you hold that by goy, you say yeshlul baravera, then even if you told him to do it, then vayter yeshlul baravera. So he wants to be right in that matter. You don't say, you know, even by goy, you say yeshlul baravera. Agabanim lechayra from Rieta, the precious drachim is a pella, because he seems to be saying that the case of nachash was a gedder of shlichus. And that's his kasha. He would have tied Shil Barbera. The Nachash didn't tell Chava to do it for him, right? It wasn't a shliach. A shliach means I need something done, so you're doing it for me. So it wasn't that the Nachash wanted to eat it. Okay, you eat it for me. That wasn't the issue. She was just trying to convince him, do not her. So what is that? What does shlichus with barabera do with anything? The chayri could have said, yeah, that the parash drachim didn't mean to say that mamash shlichus over there. Amen. Sort of like we explained before, that what's the story of angel barabera? The verav, the v'dalam, the mishaimim. So he was saying that if we see in the nachash that the concept of the verav applies even by Ben Noyach, then for that same reason, there should be Angel Maravari by Ben Noyach. Because we see that Divrei Rav applies. If Divrei Rav applies, even though by then it wasn't Shlichus, then that should knock out Shlichus also. Because the story of Angel Maravari, Divrei Rav. We see even in the Nachash, Divrei Rav applies even by a guy. So Melo follows, and Shlichus applies by a guy. So that's what you might want to say. That's what I think that the Chidah wants to suggest that for the Parshas Drachim. However, it's not so pashit because the Parshas Drachim answers two answers for his kasha. Again, he has a kasha. He tells me that Yeshlu Baravera by a guy. I diveragim. I Gemara says the nafsh is a divera. He gives two truths. One teretz is it was born in the Gemara.
Nafsh is considered a person.
Nachash
not alive.
What?
Nachash not alive yet.
Okay, Nachash was something. What exactly Nachash was is not so clear. But anyway, no, but he's showing the concept of especially when he's just showing the concept of Divirav twice the guy, then it doesn't have to be a person. And he doesn't have to be a person. He's just showing that the Nachash could have said Divirav.
So
you see the concept of Divaram applies to the guy, so Mela automatically the din of Shlich Levarvei is going to be affected. Okay, so just quickly, he gives two truths in this kasha. One teretz is that that Ritzicha that the Medrash that we start off with, it says if a guy kills Ayideh Shliach, it's Chayiv. Maybe Ritzicha is more Chamer. Where do we see Ritzicha is more Chamer? Because the Gemara says, is Machoik is Shammai Ezokin in Hillel, whether we say Shammai Ezokin holds Yeh Shlich with Varav Ezmar Gushman Gimel? Haim Lashlucha, Tzei Haragis and Nefesh, according to Shammai Ezokin, you're Chayiv. And he brings a variety from the Pasuk, says, Oysa Harak, the Mecher Bnei Amoin. What was that talking about over there? That was when David told Yoav to put Uriah Hiti on the front line, so the Navi Kilu blames David, Oysay Arakdim Khabniyam, that David Melech killed Uriah Hiti by telling Yoav to make sure that he dies. So after the Makkah the Ishul Baraber. Mara says that Gemara is a tzad that either b'shamay old snakes and magach blamdin with an yeshlut baravera or everything or no over there Ritzich is different because you learn out special pasuk by Eisenrakta by Ritzich we say v'shamay yeshlut baravera so Meila could be says the Mishnah Melech Parshas Drachim maybe that's pshat in the Marash Yafa that what that dafka. The Medrash says if a guy hires a guy to kill, then we say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. But in general, we say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. And that we see from the Nachash, Divara. There's special halacha. Because here's Mashmah, he was going on Shlichus, but I don't want to get stuck in this point. He used another teretz, the opposite way. That we have, already, the Gemara says, that even if he's Shammai, if a guy's Lech boils the Arab, yeah? Maybe Shlich to be boil the Arayas. So then Shammai's Maidu, you can say Shlich to be boil the Arayas. Gemara says, why? Lemitzinu Shazenen of Zem Eschayiv. Yeah? Lemitzinu Shazenen of Zem Eschayiv. Doesn't make sense that my Shlich is the one that's getting that, no, and I'm Chayiv for that. That doesn't make any sense. To kill Mail, but not the Arayas, not the Chayla. So says the Parshas Drachim, the case of Adam, the case of Chava, there was Anna. So male over there, we would say, Lemitzina Zenanim Zem Eschayiv. So that's why over there, the Nachash could have had a Taina. But not, the male's not a Raya, the guy will have been Gansin. Although it's a little schwer because he said Divirab. Nachash could have said Divirab. The Gemara didn't say Nachash could have said, oh, he's going to Lemitzina Zenanim Zem Eschayiv. Right, so the territory is not so great. But upon him, those are two trutzim that the Parshas Drachim suggests to answer the kasha on the Marash Yafa from the story by Nachash. Okay, let's skip a drop to the Shlichus Nachash. So it's like this. So Chari is a big problem, which is bad. And Benji was aiming on before a little bit. Northern the Rajba, Haray the Rajba said, yeah, Yesh Lichot Baravera. But we said it's not a gate because Ein Shlichus Anachri. So they tell the guy to dig the bar, it doesn't make a difference, right? Oh, okay, so then let's go back to the Medrash. The Medrash, according to Marash Yafa, says, Yesh Liach, The Medrash says, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aver by a guy. L'chayra, Kasha screams, I ain't Shlichos Anachri. It's worth help, Yesh Shliach Dvar Aver. But there's no, it's a non-starter, as Benji would say. And because it's ain't Shlichos Anachri. That's the question we have to deal with. What's going on with the Marashah? So there's a famous shita of the Masses Binyamin that all the Gdel Achroinim bring it down and handle, some this way, some that way. Now he says that even though Yesh Shliach Nachri, but Nachri Nachri Yesh Shliach. Why? Because where do we know Yesh Shliach Nachri? Because it says Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Atem Gam Atem, right? Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Avshulachem B'nei Bris. That means that the Shliach and the Mishaleach have to be on the same page. Yeah. So that's dafka when a Jew wants to send a shliach to a guy. Well, a guy wants to send a shliach to a Jew. Don't work. But if a guy wants to send a shliach to a guy, there's no din about matem b'nei bris. It's not matem b'nei bris. Avshulchem b'nei bris. Matem einam b'nei bris. Avshulchem einam b'nei bris. It doesn't say anywhere they need b'nei bris. The pasuk says that the shliach and the mishaleach have to be together. Both of them have to be b'nei bris. Just like you're a ben bris, the shliach is ben bris. But if you yourself are not a ben bris, you're a guy. The shliach also has to be b'nei bris. That's the shita of the Masses Binyamin.
Who said the concept of the shliach applies to them at all?
What?
Who said the concept of the
shliach? Why not? You don't see not like that. The Gemara says there's no shlichas. The Gemara that says there's no shlichas only says the angel of the Nachar, he says ma'atim b'nei bris, ashulchem b'nei bris. That's only mokhez no shliach.
We see shlichas by b'nei bris. We see shlichas.
No, but that's not what the Gemara says. It's not what the Gemara says. You have a kash in the Gemara. The Gemara says ma'atim b'nei bris, ashulchem b'nei bris. The Gemara says. So that's the shita of the Masses Binyamin. The Shach leans down and agrees with the halacha. The Magen Avraham, however, says the Pharisee Yerushalmi, not like the Masses Binyamin. Yerushalmi says in Demai, it's also in the beginning of Chumas, says, Amrav Zirim, Yechnam, Shem Yanai, Atem, Gematlam, Rabbi Shluchachem, Atem, Benizim, Shem Yanis, Atem, Oysen, Shliach, a different drasha, not the drasha in the Baalim, Atem, Oysen, Shliach, Ve'ein, Akam, Oysen, Shliach. Rabbi Yosi Sober Meimer Ein Ach Moisa Shliach Biyan Ach Chaveira. So you might have said that means a guy can't make a shliach, meaning he can't make you a shliach. But the Yosi says Ein Ach Moisa Shliach Biyan Ach Chaveira. Yeah. No, I'm saying. He said you might have thought he can't make his friend a shliach, but a Jew he could. Punt Faker. Yeah. And he says no. Loi b'Yisrael, kitzer. Chosse einachim ayis shliach afilu b'Yisrael. In other words, what happened, Mina? You show me that a guy can't make a guy a shliach, but he could make a Jewish shliach. And we say, no, he can't make a Jewish shliach either. So you see, fakaret, you show me. The happened, Mina, was that it was more pashit that he can't make his friend a shliach. Einachim ayis shliach to his friend. He might have had a happened, Mina, that he could make a shliach to a Jew. Kamash monos. Because the Pharisee show me, not like the Masses Binyamin. Now. The Chida wanted to bring a raya to the Masses Binyamin. I mean, when he wants to find the Bavli, you know, we have to get to it. If you have a problem with Rishalim, you got to find the Bavli if disagrees, right? That's the way to do it, right? So he has a Gemara, but it's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that since the Jews were over the eagle, yeah, so therefore, that's why all the Avodah Zarah and Eretz Yisrael became Nesser. Because the Chayyar is a problem that the Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Jews. So then, ain't other ways to Davish and Shalai. If I bow down to your thing, I can't ask you. Ain't other ways to Davish and Shalai. So how did all the things, all the Vaisars and Eretz Yisrael, how did they become Aser? Heretz is, says the Gemara, when the Jews were Oyvid Eagle. What?
The
Aser,
what
would
you mean? Bow down?
What?
What's Aser?
Come Aser
what?
The Vaisar, Aser, no.
Oh.
But
all this stuff.
The stuff. The idols. The stuffs. The stuffs, as my kids say. Says Gemara, Goladai the Nichaluf, he also akum shlichusa did who of them. Right? When they bad down, kill the shlichus. So I shlichus akum. Parrots is, he has all pshat below. It must be, even though the Jews is ready after Mount Parrot, right? But since they were over the eagles, it made them like they became a mummer. Yeah, mummer, some paiskim is like a guy. Right? So maybe they went back to being a benayah. Benayah, and therefore they became us. That's the brigade of shekel. However,
the whole drush is gamatim benim bris. They had a bris at that point.
What?
Even if they're considered a mummer, they're still a bris. Is it still the Torah?
I'm going to be sure.
I ain't sure. He says about the even if he's a yesh l'zakum, there was a shlichus. They weren't mind the mishliach. So the more shlichus, obviously is lav dafka. What the Gemara really means to say is that the problem is only if you're not masking. If you're nichle, yeah, then adam you don't need shlichus to ask the davar shen shaloi. As long as the baal bayis nicha, then he could. The melech b'shasim over the eagle. So then, at that point, it was nichle. They were involved in the Bayezara, it was nichle. But then it was nichle, the going should be Eivid, the Bayezara. Mele was nichle, so Mele, there's no problem, ain't other Eizadavish and Eishaloi. But Vada, the Gemara doesn't mean, you can't arrive from here, that Akum Akum, Yesh, Shliach.
Why does one guarantee the other? Why just because they're worshiping the angle, does that mean that they want the Bayezara?
Fun, that the Gemara is assuming. That they were nichle, Bayezara. The more said they were involved. They were involved in a bazaar. So it was a nichla. So kasha meizen. That's said. More says that. It's not shver. What? Not shver. I'm saying it's mukhav, but it's not shver. What?
No, it's not the same as bazaar. They're doing it. They know.
Say it's fine. Because that the more says right. Right. Now, oh, fine. So that doesn't work. There's another place where it's negeya. Other places again. One place is in the Gaya, in the Ramon, Simon, and Evan Ezer, Simon Hay, which talks about the Isser of Sirus. It's also the castrate an animal. So there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, Machlaikis, whether Guy, we pass in the Guy's Osir, a Guy has the Isser to castrate an animal. So Ramon says, that you're allowed to sell a behemoth to a guy, yeah, even though obviously you do it, she is Saris Isa.
What says the trouble? Why is it
Usher? Why is it
Usher? It's not
much
to do that nowadays,
but we do have
Saris
Anna. What?
It's
Usher? You're not
looking for
Saris Anna. What? Ebenezer. Simon Hay, at the end, I think it's the end of the Simon.
What's the
Yisr? We'll see the what?
What's the
Yisr? What's the Pasuk? I don't remember.
It's Machogas or this is only
Shittu? Ayin Chom. There's not a Shir on Cirrus, so I just came in at Agam. It says there's over there that if you're allowed to sell an animal to a guy, even though you know he's going to be Misarasid, provided, so it's a Chayish problem with Neiver, because Neiver applies to a guy.
For
a Jew too. No, there are two. I love this when people try this. There are two examples in the Gemara of Neiver see the Mechshav. I probably did it with you. I probably did it with you, Ari. Look, Eben Achaita, Guy and not and the Kaisi Island also. Thank you.
What's wrong with the Guy doing this? Yeah. The Guy doesn't have an Esser.
He does have an Esser. This probably gets the Gemara.
The Shemesh from there?
Okay.
Oh no, those are all these are the other stuff.
There's a Mechaikis Ligmara and we pass on that this one now. The Ramah is Chayish for the Shita that we say the Isser for Goy, the Messiah. I think it's Shita Ravina.
It's one of the seven Isser.
Okay. It's not one of the seven.
No, there's no Misa for it, but it's still an Isser.
Okay, but it's that. Says the Ramah, if the Goy is going to give it to another Goy to do it, yeah, he brings it to the vet. He's going to do the serious. Yeah, so there's no problem. Because it's lifnei to lifnei. Right? You're allowed to be Marshal John, who's going to give it to Paul. That's not a problem either, at least by a guy. Lifnei to lifnei.
By a guy.
By a guy. Okay.
By Jews then.
1 second. Now.
If there's the issue.
What?
If there's the issue.
Very good. If you hold the yesh, there's a shlichus between a guy and a guy. So by you giving the behema to John, he's going to give it to the vet. So then there's a shlichus. So male, you're being machshel the kaina in the iser of sirus.
It's like 2 steps removed. Right?
No, it's not. That's if I'm being I'm giving the guy behema. He is going to be over in iser of sirus, not by doing it himself because he's shliach. It's not removed. I'm being machshel him. Listen is, I'm being machshel him, and he's being machshel the other guy. It's only the last guy's being goyer, but this guy himself that I'm giving is being goyer because yesh lichos ben goy le goy, and yesh lichos dvar aveir by a goy. So Mela, how's the mutter? As I frak the Beis Shmuel, and because of that, Beis Shmuel over there in Ebenezer, he argues on the Masas Minyamin. Now, the Ktzais in Kupay Ches wants to argue the Raya. Kids, he wants to say the truth is the Mukkah, the Shumazdeshin, and he's begging the Shumazdeshin that when the Shumazdeshin says, he says, Kitzer, it's a little difficult, but he says when the Shumazdeshin says, Kolshkin, here we kind of, the Shumazdeshin is the one that's mocked at this. He says, Kolshkin over here. This operation muscle mashliach lasarsam angel of baravera. The ef shagam kein gabe nochri minochri angel of baravera, and kol shkein because angel lichos lanochri. So the Ktzai says that the context of the Mizdashen, he's not coming to say as a separate svar angel lichos lanochri. He's saying it in the context of shlichos baravera ben goy legoy. If it's angel lanochri. Then it's not a problem with Shulva Arvera. He's only saying it's far like a Shulva Arvera, not like a general Shlichas. Kitzer, it's not so clear in the Shulva we're saying why, because he does say in Shlichas and Ochri. Achpanim, Beshmul's Raya is a Kor Raya. If you hold that, Goy Lugoy, Yeh Shlichas, then why is the Mudd to give it some Bam? He's going to be give it someone else to Oshkol, to Mimis Harris. This comes in another place. Very interesting Shaila. We got a Mechiras Chametz. Yeah? Hooray, when they sell Chametz, what does Sirius have to do with Mechiras Chametz? I'm like all over the place over there. So Mechiras Chametz, we have to sell Chametz to the guy. That's a whole huge Shai Chuv over there, was Tafan Ches. Exactly what kinyanim. It's very problematic which kinyan to do. You have to want to make sure the cell goes through. There's Mashiach, there's Chotzer, Agav. They use to do all the kinyanim. The question is, what about kinyan Chotzer? So Max Shekel says, the Shal, the Pais Mardan.
What does that mean, kinyan Chotzer?
What? You rent to the guy the makam is underneath the chametz. So he's kind of the chametz with kinyan chatzah.
How's he kind of chatzah?
Kesef, whatever. No, the Kalplan being kind of kesef, the Shaila. Kar Kuv kind of kesef. Okay? So, but the Chok Yankiv brings down from the Munah Shmuel that there's a problem to mak with kinyan chatzah. Why? Because chatzah, Mara says, how does chatzah work? Shtam shlichus, ain't shlichus the guy. So meila, the only way to do is you have to do with kinyan agav. Then you're gonna sell him the karka. Kinyan agav, they're agav. You're becoming the metalim, yeah. So, but you have to, but not chotzer. He says, yeah. And for that you have to say a lashon agav, a lashon im. The kids is because it makes it more complicated and. So he brings down. Maksel brings down the tshuvas avoidus hagrishuni. Brings down the tour. Now we jump into Yerideya. Okay, that lagabe kedushas bechor is a problem to sell. Another place where we do kinyan sell to a guy because the bechor is born. It's very very problematic because you can't work it. And you have to feed it, and he can't, you know, he can't make it a mum either. It's a terror. It's mamish. It's the biggest kola to have an ox that's a bechor, which you can't touch it, right? And just anyway, kitzer. So what you do is you always try to sell it before it's born. You try to sell it or part of it to tagay. That's always the shtick. So he said, he's down from the Torah, that what the best way to do it is with kini chotzer. Why? Because if you're going to try mashicha, ain't das guy litner is kini mekeskov. Right? The guy should come. Yeah? Now, it's a male, he's not kind, it's not going to help. I das guy, it's not? Okay, I don't know. Oh, so he says it's best to do with chotzer. Now, says the Matzah Shekel, yeah. Oh, so he must not be called Makin Aga, because if anything, Kin Aga is more complicated than you know, if the guy doesn't understand Kin Mashicha, yeah. Kin Aga, try to explain to the guy Kin Aga, yeah. I have $100,000 worth of biscuitim in Osem's storage house, and I'm going to sell him this teeny bit of karka, which is enough that he can stick a pin on it, and of the character, I'm going to sell him that $100,000 worth of biscuitita. Yeah, try to explain that to a guy, right? Right. So says the Matzah Shekel Elamai. Obviously, the Torah means, yeah, the Torah means kinyachotzer, kinyachotzer mamish. We have to sell him the character underneath it, not kinyanaga, right? What so Meila, what?
Why is this right from the back? You can't explain to a guy.
What?
His whole right is that you can't explain.
His point is that he's saying that that's the best kin. He has a problem with kinyan mashicha, the guy doesn't have in mind. So then if there's a problem with kinyan mashicha, then there's going to be a problem with kinyan aga. So that, you wouldn't say that kinyan aga is the best kinyan. The Torah says the kinyan chutz is the best kinyan. That's the most simple kinyan. Yeah? But aga is certainly not the most simple kinyan. Okay? That's Elamai means chutz. Right? Elamai means chutz. Oh my, it's chutz. Do you have the munish mol's kasha? Ain shlichus lenachri chutz in tam shlichus. Oh, there it is. If you hold like a master ben yadmin, then it's good because we say that the guy yes shlichus, even though the chutz is not a guy. But the problem is because matem bnei bris, avshulchan bnei bris. So in that case, you don't have that chesaron over here. Just like you don't have a chesaron for the goy to make a goy shliach, you don't have a chesaron for the goy to make the karka shliach, because the karka is also not a ben bris.
What happens if it's karka bris as well?
I was hoping no one was going to say what about karka bris as well. Is karka bris also not a ben bris? As holy as the karka bris well is, as the karka bris well is, it's not a ben bris. Thank you. Now, what? What? Okay.
So
that is
the same thing.
Same.
There was no
shlichus. No, but the ancient shlichus v'arveira. Oh, the fidaraj with the zirshlichus v'arveira.
Which is getting hana.
No shlichus.
No, but there's no shlichus. One parent said they said because there was no hana. There's no hana. Anyway, we say before it wasn't shlichus. Wasn't making a shliach. Wasn't making a shliach. It was made the concept of the rab. Wasn't making a shliach. Okay. So now, this whole issue of Mechiras Chametz, and whether Goy is Kinyan Chatzar, might only be understood b'fi the Masses Binyamin, so that we make sure the Raya the Torah at least holding Masses Binyamin, at least we have more of a base on it. Now, this issue possibly in the gate, another totally unrelated Inyan, and that's Amir Lanachri. The Rashi, the Panim Yafis, the Baal HaFla, Al Taira, and Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Bai, when it says, Kol Malacha lo ye ase behem. Kol Malacha lo ye ase behem. Ye ase, shouldn't be done. Says Rashi, Atila de Echeirim. What is a cherim? If they're Jews, they can't do it themselves. If they're Goyim, Mil Nachri is only Rabbanan. What's going on over here? Yeah? So that's Rabban's kasha. Elamai, he says, means something else. Yeah? So the Panam Yafa is, this is possible to be from Mantaira. Samela, they were Bnei Nayach. Samela, there, Al Yecherim, Yeshliach. Ah, Mulchaira.
They were Ishmael.
What?
It's Irasha, like, they would see the way for this, like, 6 weeks, 7 weeks that in between Matan Torah and China, they can't do a.
What? What? Why did Pasuk do that? I was asking you, Echem. It's a. I'm not saying this. Anyway, all this is Moshe Elchaira. You don't invite. You need a pasuk. If we say the Yeshliach Ben Goy LeGoy, and they were considered Goyim then, right? We say Yeshliach LeAravera by Goy. So then, when you pasuk for Boy Decher, naturally it would be awesome. So Akapanim, this is from the weaker place where we're saying, yeah, just throwing it just for after the Milsa. Now, oh. For Maisa, there is, again, the Gabadika Kasha, right? So we said, okay, again, back to the, you know, the Prime Yafa is a guy hires a guy to kill someone. Prime Yafa says it's Chayev, according to the Medrash, he's a Yeshua Levarabere by a guy. Question is, I ain't Shlichus Lanah. So according to one terrorist, is the Master's Yamin, Yeshua Levarabere by a guy. Harbe Chayin Yamag in the Master's Yamin. It's not the Magnum, a lot of friends, they should all be along on the what's that eight? So like this. There's not the mahal we could say, and that is based on the Nesivus. The Nesivus is Mechadish that it's again a sort of complicated seer of Kafas HaRosh, the Isser of Kif Bas Rosh, of Kanuf Peis. So Bekitzer, the Tesis and Shavuos, Dav Gimel, it discusses the idea that there was a Gemara in Bar Mitzia that talks about that you steal Aydei Chatzar. You steal Aydei Chatzar and you chay it. So you know, you shlichu levarabere, chatzar tam shlichus. So Gemara has two chilukim. Why chatzar is different than a regular shlichus?
How do you do this?
You want to be kind of that with your chatzar. So you steal the Aydei Chatzar. You shoot an animal into your chatzar and lock the door. Ash says, why have locked the door? Different question. There's not no God of parents of Zafin. So Gemara says two svaras why we'll say Yeshu Varavera by Chatzar as opposed to everywhere else. One svar is because he's not Bar Chiyuva, even there it's Shal. He's not Bar Chiyuva. And second of all, because he doesn't have a choice. So the only time we say Shal Bar Avera is either Bar Chiyuva or he neither has a choice. So the Kitzer, Taisus has a discussion over there that why is Gemara saying Afkamina if a Ish tells a cotton or a guy to mak of the gadol. The Tosafos says this is an issur, because since the nikav is a mitzvah, if I tell a guy to shave someone's payas off, so since the person whose payas are being shaven has an issur, so maybe it's an issur even if the guy is the one that does it.
It's for the guy or for the
guy? No, it's not. The guy doesn't have the issur. There's an issur for the nikav. For the nikav. That was it. So Taisa says, why don't we say that's an afkamina gabe shlichus? Again, if I tell a guy, shave off this guy's pants, yeah? The guy goes to the Tony, the Italian barber, and I tell him, you know, beforehand, this guy comes, shave off his pants. So Taisa says, why don't we say that's an afkamina between whether we say yeshlich levaravera by chotzer, because he's not a bar chiyuva, or yibayavin. That could be an afkamina. Why? If you say it's calling Baruch Yuv, the guy's not a Baruch Yuv, we'll say Yeshlich Levaravera. If you say it's calling you by Yavid, the Chatzar doesn't have a choice. Tony has a choice. Right? That's the first question. In fact, in the Sivis, what do you mean? Ain't Shlich is the guy, ain't Shlich is the God. The Yom in afkamina, he's not a Baruch Yuv, right? But he has a choice. Okay, but there's a different problem over here. Anyway, the Meshalek is not going to be Chayim. Yeah, as a fact, Nesivus. Zot Nesivus is Yisoyin. He says, in the case where we say, Yeshlich Levaravera, yeah, And for example, the Gemara says there are by tficha mechira, yeah, by gana b'tavach, by dal dehei. There we say that yesh l'varbeir. You have you bring it to the shaychet. You chay dal dehei. You say yesh l'varbeir or meila, right? Imol behekdish or shlichas yad. Shaymer shleich yad al yachu. It's yesh l'varbeir. Says the Nesiv is in all these cases. Once it says the Nesiv is in all these cases. Since we're not working with the regular Gidrei Shlichus, Harai, we say, normally say, Enchel of Arabeis. We're not working with the Pasuk of Atem Gamatem. We're not working with the regular Parashat Shlichus. So Meili says, Chiddush, Yush Chiddush, Meili says, in Pus from Taisvis, that you don't need, for Yesh, where Yesh Lichus of Arabeis works, you don't need a Parashat Shlichus either. Because since it's not working in the regular Parashat Shlichus, because no, in the regular parashah we say ain't shlichus l'varaveira, and we're saying mila is taken out, tefich mechir is taken out, shlichus yad is taken out. So that means it's taken out of the parashah. So it says in the seed of the Yisrael, whenever we say yesh l'varaveira, you don't need to give your shlichus. So mei l'fiza, we can answer our original question that if a guy sends a guy to kill someone, and we say that yesh l'varaveira, he's chay misa, the Rashi often says, I ain't shlichos l'nachri. There it is, it's a chiddush of Nesivis to say that, it's one thing by the case where the pasuk was beferish reminded, but here we're talking about yesh lich l'varaveira because he's not a baruch yuva. That's not. It's not possible it takes it out of Pasha Shlichus. Still, the Nesivis wants to say this huge Kiddush that you see, the Fitaisis, that you don't need to be a Bar Shlichus. Yeah.
What was that? When if someone steals an axe and brings it to a Shaykh,
no.
And a Shaykh and Shaykh, what's the happening there that you should pay? You cause the axe to get Shaykh?
We're getting checked it. It's a Tavach Machari, the Pasuk says. It says the Tavach Machari. You sold it. You checked it. I didn't check it. Someone else checked it. Not Chayiv for Grama.
Is it happening that the Sheikh would be Chayiv?
No, he didn't steal it.
Right.
Oh. So that's the second Teretz we can explain to answer the big problem that we started off with. That if you say Yeshu Levaraveir, but Yeshu Levaraveir, and anyway, how can he be Chayiv? So we have one Teretz, Masas Yamin. Go yesh lichus. The second teretz is by shlichus l'varaveira. The third is shlichus. You don't need shlichus by shlichus l'varaveira. The third teretz is the famous Machne Ephraim.
So
the most famous Machne Ephraim. What's the most famous Machne Ephraim? Everybody say in shluchin v'shutfin simin yud aleph by Micah.
Oh man,
what does Machne Ephraim say? Ay.
One second.
The Machne Ephraim says that if I build a Micah and I want to make a bracha, now no Jew is going to get up on the top of the roof and build a fence. That's not Jewish type of work. You have your Shvarza, you have your Arab get up there and let him risk his life and fall off the roof and do my fence, right? So therefore, question is, what about the bracha? It's a mitzvah. It's a bracha mitzvah, Micah. How do you make the bracha if the guy is doing it? Says the Machne Ephraim, even though ancient, Vasisa Makel Gagacha.
Is it mitzvah for you to build a ma'agah, or is it mitzvah for you to make sure there's
ma'agah l'gagacha? The question is, can you make a bracha? You're not doing it. Vasisa Makel Gagacha. Vasisa Makel Gagacha.
You should build it.
Vasisa Makel Gagacha. Now,
so if you're telling an Arab to go make a fence, you're making a ma'agah for you.
You're not direct, not personal. Fine, you're being gairu. And if he builds it, about you're going to be potter. Because you don't have to build a fence because the fence is already there. But the question is, I'm kind of mitzvah. Can you make a bracha? Says the Machne Ephraim, even though angel is an ugly, he says, but if you pay him, and the Marim B'Metzia says, Yad Polk Yad Bal Bayis. Yad Polk Yad Bal Bayis. So Mela, even Lagabe Mitzvahs, yeah, we say Yad Polk Yad Bal Bayis, and Bal Bayis is carrying the mitzvah, and Mela, he can make the bracha. That's the Chiddush Ma'afrayim. A lot of Gedal Ephraim Argur, the Mufeg over there, and the Gosh Ma'afrayim, others, the Baruch Tam, I think, also over there, they say that Yad Polk Yad Bal Bayis only got the Kinyonim, but not Lagabe Mitzvahs, not Lagabe Shlichus. Yeah, and a lot of people take very strong issue with this Machne Ephraim. That's the famous chiddush of the Machne Ephraim. So Meilo fi the Machne Ephraim, then Baita, if we say that the case in the Medrash, it's talking about, it says if you were Seicher, the Benoach hired someone to kill the guy. Yeah? Didn't say that he just asked his friend to do him in. He hired the guy. Once you hire the guy, Yapok, Yapal Bayis, according to Machne Ephraim, you win Ishlichos. Okay. Now, okay, this is all by a gut. What about a Jew? What if a Jew hires a mafia guy to kill someone? What's his halach?
He hires a Jew or hires a guy?
Well, not made between the
master either one.
And the mafia
guy.
You say if it's a plague, not made between the not made between masters.
No, by Jew we say angel of Aravera.
Right, but if it's a plague, then it would be.
No, that we never said.
I never said.
Machfai never said that the Gabi Yeshu Levaravera. If you hired him, was Yeshu Levaravera. He didn't say that.
That
when you hired him, that because Yapel Yabayis, the Svar of Yapel Yabayis, Naksa Yeshu Levaravera. Machfai never said it. That's a very big to say that. I got to have a tzad. Later on, it comes in. Machran never said it. I never said it now either.
So what's with the maka? How do you make a maka?
What? Not like I'm Angel of Aravera.
That's by mitzvah.
Yes, not Angel of Aravera. By Angel of Aravera, the Barav, the Vatam, the Mishayim, could be don't say that even when you hire him.
So people pay him.
You pay him. I'm not saying, no one said, okay? I'm not saying that it's Mufkal Gamri, because there is a svar to say the Yapel Gavabayas maybe even got very very. But we'll see later the place from Armashman, they didn't have such a sound. Could be they just don't agree with Machne Ephraim. But Banim, the Rishonim for sure is Mavur not like that. There's no extra, the Mavur and Rishonim Lehedia, there's no extra Chiddush. The Angel of the Varaveira, even if you hire him. It's Mavur, Ferish Rishonim, and Kedushim, and Beis, and Beis. Now, either they hold, it's right, they don't hold the Machne Ephraim Bechal, and maybe Bechal, they don't hold the Yapa, Gala, Bayez, applies, maybe Bechal, or at least they don't hold it's going to apply to Yishal Levarabeh. So, but the horror is a good horror. The horror is a good horror, it'll be Machne Ephraim. Akabanim, so what's the din if a Jew hires someone, either a Jew or a guy, to kill someone? Is he chayy Bechal? Is anything wrong? Is there anything wrong? Angel of Levarabeh, so does he have any problem? What? Not nice. Okay, Ari says it's not nice. Fine, that's that the guy. Okay, I'll be nice. I'll be nice to my wife that night. Now says the Rambam. Avasaycher hayrig larges chaveiroi. Oyshe sholach avodov vargu. Avodov. Oyshe kofas chaveiro v'nichof ne'ari. You tie him up in front of a lion. V'chein. It's also not so nice. V'chein, ha'hoirig es atzmoy, or you kill yourself. Kol echad me'elu, shayfich damim, says the Rambam. V'avoy nariga b'yodoy. You can say that shayfich damim. V'chayiv misa l'shamayim. V'ein mehem misa bezdim. Says the Rambam, who did I know all this from? Minayin, shekein, who I did. Shayin, who I mer? Shayfich dam ha'odom ba'odom. Domo yishofech. Zeh ha'arig ba'atzmai. Shloi adei shliach. Shloi v'chdam. As dimchum b'navsheich edroi, zeh ha'arig atzmai. I'm sorry. As dimchum b'arig, zeh ha'arig atzmai. Miyad b'chayid r'shenu, when you tie him up in front of a lion. Miyad adem, miyad ish, achiv, edroi, es nefesh adam, es seich ha'chein l'arigas ha'chaveiroi. And it says, loshen drisha, edroi, it means that the dina muscle shemai. Okay? So the question is, what? Yes.
The guy killed himself, isn't he already?
That's what Ari was being silly. That was Ari. You missed Ari's cynicism. That was really what Ari was trying to say.
Usually, if you kill yourself, you're dead.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
What about a situation where suicide would be mother?
What?
What about a situation where we say suicide would be
mother? Then we're but then again, it's not a shame. Suicide, I am not a sweet, if you have a child, you only tell us. I think the first child, actually. What? This parish, actually, on this pasuk. This pasuk is parish. Now. Now, so the Maaser Keach asks that L'chayra, the Ram darshens this pasuk like this. L'chayra, the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshens it to tell me that Ben-Noyeg is Nerag, Dain Echad, Eid Echad. Yeah? The same pasuk. So Gitzer wants to say the Medrash that says Edroish is talking about by Adam. Gitzer wants to know the Rambam's drash of his. And it says Edroish. Edroish is talking about Nafka by a Jew, not by a guy. So even though the Gemara and the Medrash, we start off with Darshan is possible that by a guy. The Medrash brought down more in the beginning. The Darshan is the same possible that by a guy. The guy is Chayiv, and a Shliach, etc. The Rambam will understand. The Rambam Paskins is Medrash, the guy is Chayiv, yeah. But the Rambam also had extra Joshua's Edroish. The word Edroish, the Maaser Keach brings down the Gemara, a Medrash, the Alkud, that's talking about by a Jew. So therefore, Rambam also learns out that by a Jew he's not going to get killed, but it's going to be a Drisha, meaning it's a Drisha, Mide Shemayim, Bechai Misa, Mide Shemayim.
It's a Drisha.
Hashem is going to chase you down. Look out, look for you. You can run, but you can't hide. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Melech over here, on this halacha, Mishnah Melech is done, wants to die in the Rambam like the Ritva, like the alleged Ritva. And the Ritva says in Kedushin, it is dafka if you hired someone. If you stop ask someone for a favor, then the chibis neshmaim doesn't apply. The dibur yinachai. Says the Mishnah, that's before the Rambam says, I sholach. You hired someone, Rambam said, or you shalach avadah, dafka avadah, and not to stamp someone else. L'chayra shikapella, because he quotes this Ritva, which doesn't exist, we'll see in a minute. The Ritva that he quotes that allegedly exists, he says as far is because if you saw it, you did a ma'isa. That's what you chayiv. You just told someone, deeper, talk is cheap. See, that's what you're not chayiv. Yeah? Some Cain, the fact that he's your Eved, doesn't make a difference. Still, it's only deeper. So it's a Pella. Then he wants to say that, for the Rambam, you don't have to be Sarech like Rav, but his version of the Rav is that the Sarech is a Maisa. But by Eved, there's no Maisa. It's just deeper. Kitzer, the problem is, you don't hire your Eved. Exactly.
So whatever you say, he does.
Right. But you're not. But there's no Maisa.
Still no Maisa.
Still a Maisa. Now, but in the Haggah, on the Mishnah Melech, he says, look for this Ritva, there's also Ritva. If anything, Pukva carried. There's a riot from the Ritva, not like this. Yeah? There's no difference between hiring and telling. What's the Ritva? Ritva is talking about by the, Baba Kama, a kindness. Sholach biyad pekeach pekeach chayiv. Yeah, you send the eish biyad pekeach chayiv. And the shalach is potter. Even the Shemayim says Ritva. Why? Because the pekeach pay. Pekeach is chayiv, so you don't pay twice. Says Ritva. Hashem gave soich eid a sheker. There you put min yod mechayiv in the Shemayim. Because there, the Eidim don't pay, don't have to pay. Because they're just the grum. Yeah? Now, so what do we see in Ritva? Ritva says, forget about that. Ritva says, Mashlech be'eroi, v'yad bekech. Yeah? The bekech is chayiv, and the mashlech is potter. Why, says Ritva? No, it's Ritva's bother. So say the sheker yichayiv in shemayim. So why b'shlech the eish yad the keiach? Why don't you chayiv in shemayim?
What should be chayiv in shemayim?
What should be chayiv in
shemayim? Chayiv what?
He burned down the guy's.
What should be chayiv? Chayiv to do what?
Pay.
They get paid already.
So that's Ritva's answer. Ritva's answer because the pekeach pay. Yeah.
I just chazed over Ritva.
Says the, so what do we see in the Ritva? There's no difference between Seicher and telling. Kushalech b'yat b'keach. He didn't hire the b'keach to torch the guy's house. Right? It's a shalech. Yeah? And still the Ritva was bothered. Yishbichayim b'din ha-shamayim. And he only answered, he ready to get paid. Yeah? But vayisayis, we see in the Ritva, that the chiyuv b'din ha-shamayim is even if you didn't hire. Not like the Mishnah that wanted to say, but that's the Ritva, it's not if you hire, the chiyuv b'din ha-shamayim is only if you hire because you did a ma'isa. Adrab, the Ritva is clear, it is no different, and because by shalech has mirror, b'yad b'chesh, b'chiyat b'keyah, the only reason why he's put the Mishalech and it's different than Seicher is because he paid, he already paid. He should have said, according to the Mishnah of the version of Ritva, Seicher, you hired the guy, he just told the guy. Elmai, if I care, you've seen the Ritva, there's no difference between Seicher and Oim. Now, so he says like this. Says the Mishnah that according to this, yeah, if you make a chil between Tzarech and Omer, we can understand the Gemara, the Yen and Gemara and Sanhedrin or the Mesis. Ain't no Mesis, Gemara said Nachash, could have said the rather down the Mishaimin. Yeah? So the question is, there's a big kasha with the Shach asks, he brings in also, the Shach has a kasha. The Gemara says, "Ain't time for basis." Why? Because Nachash had a tinyus. Yeah, Nachash could have had. Different Rav, different time in the Mishnah. We already discussed that. Now, if Nachash had mind, he could have said, "Different Rav, different time was different Mishnah." Says Frek the Shach, "Haray," but even. When a shlech, a the shecher, right? Shlech is a veira, or whatever. There's the chivas of shemayim, right? Medina shemayim mechayev anyway, yeah. So the case of the nachash, what was the issue over there? What would be? What's the issue being mechayev? Medina shemayim. So what's the nachash taina? Divarav the tam divarav shemayim meshluch levar veira. What's Nachash is tiny and shluch levar veira? Chavash and David and shluch levar veira. But Medina Shemayim Michayim anyway. And by then by Nachash the whole issue was Medina Shemayim. Elamai says the Shach. It's a riot to Taisvis. So he doesn't quote Ritva. He quotes the Taisvis. And Taisvis is machal between Seicher and Oimer. And this that we say that by Seicher the Sheker, Yichayim Medina Shemayim, that's Dafka by Seicher. And Taisis Machal, by Seicher, we say he'll do it. By Omer, like I said, I didn't think he would do it. Guy gets money, then he'll do it, right? So Meil is of the Shach, it's a riot to Taisis. Why? So since the Nachash didn't pay Chava, so Meil of this, Nochim Latze Shemayim. So therefore, he has a tie in a different rap. But otherwise, but if you hold that like that, you hold that even by Amira is a chivas de shemayim, then the Nachash doesn't have a tie. That's what the Shach wants to say. Now, it's like this. There's a question though. So what they're saying is that the Gemara and the Nachash, we see that there's a difference between Amira and Dibur. The Chivas of Shemayim is only by Amira, by Dibur, not by Seicher, not by Amira. There's another Gemara, which we mentioned before, the Gemara of Kedushat Mem Gimel, that says that a person hires a Shliach to kill, according to Shammai, he's Chayim. Oyser Akta, Becher Bnei Amoy. The Navi accuses David of killing Uriah. That's Beis Shammai. They still argue. The kids say one terrace to the Gemara, and we'll go into it. Gemara says that Ilvi Beisilo, the whole machlag of Shammai Sil is, Shammai Nil is, Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta. Koin to Shammai Chai, Dina Rabba, big din, big punishment. Koin Beisilo, you also get punished for hiring a killer. But Dina Zuta, you get punished less. Yeah? So, what do we see from here? So says the Gaon, the fact that there's no Dina Rabba tells me that even over there, so the question is, so the Gaon says, what do we see from here? That means the right of the Taisus. Why? There's no chiv by what the Taisus says, by Shleach as a Be'era, you send the fire, you make a Shleach, the torch the guy's thing. See, fuck the Nishamayim, Taisus says. Yeah? Says the guy, what do we see from here? We see from your partner. Why? You say, we hold Dina Rabba. There's no Dina Rabba. There's only Dina Zuta. I Dina Zuta. So look at this. There's a Gemara here that says that there's no Dina Rabba. Yeah, for telling somebody telling someone to kill someone, there's a Dina Zuta. Says the guy that why is there Dina Zuta? Only because Dina Fashis is more common. Dina Fashis is more common. No, look at it. We have a Gemara, we have a Shem, let's say. Yeah, the Shleich has a Be'era. We have Machlokes Rishayim. Ritva says that's Mirchayim. If the Pekech for some reason wasn't paying, Shalom the Be'er be'at Pekech. Yeah, Meisim. We have Machlokes Rishayim. Tais the sheet is that unless you hired him, your potter, Mishaleach. Ritva says no. As long as he's not paying, you're Chayim also. Medina Shema. Okay. That we have. Now that's Mebeis and Beis Rishayim. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. We have Machlokes Rishayim Beis Hillel, whether or not we have a killing, is there a difference between the Fi Beis Hillel and the Dina Zuta? So the question is, we're saying Zechiv, there is Dina Zuta, even Fi Beis Hillel. And some Rishayim Tais is saying over there, that you're Potter. Tais over there says, you're Potter to pay. What's the difference between Shleich as a Be'era? Yeah? Lefi Taisis. That the Meshaleach is Potter. Why is that different than the case of the killing? With the Dina Zuta of Fibes Hillel. That's the question. Yeah. There's an issue with Shainim. I send a cab, torch a field. Yeah? The Mechalik is, if I didn't hire him, the Mechalik is somehow you Potter. There was no deeper, there was only deeper you Potter. So why, when it comes to hiring someone to kill, do I say even if he pays Hillel, Yichayev Dina Zuta? You're not Chayev Dina Rabbi, only Yichayev Dina Zuta. What's the difference between killing and torching the Gadish?
Both your hand?
No, by torching the Gadish, you're Potter. So why by killing, you leave Chayev Dina Zuta? You get punished with Dina Shmai, you get some punishment with Dina Shmai. No, then you Potter with Dina Shmai. What?
Both the deeper.
Yes. It's even Medina. That's the assumption. So Tzais has Gaval Gateretz. Tzais has Gaval Gateretz. But Maisa is against the Rosh. Tzais is a very Mamash. Tzais is the Gateretz, which the Chayra rings clear. The Tzais has to say like this: there's a difference between Chayiv Mamoin, Yipadim Medina Adam, Yichayiv Nir Shemayim. That means a real Chayiv Mamoin. The Chiyah Medina Shemayim by Grama, for example, yeah, the Meiri says Yipasul Eidus. The Meiri Baba Kama Daf Nun Zayin, Nvav. Yipasul Eidus if you don't pay. There's a real Chiyah. It's not a Chiyah that Bezin can be Machayu, but it's a Chiyah Mammon. Yeah, that's the issue. Does Shalech as a Beira are you Chayiv a Chiyah Mammon Medina Shemayim? Right. We're not talking about being punished Medina Shemayim. We're talking about is there a chiyuv mamon medina shemayim? That's machlokes. If you didn't hire, is there a chiyuv mamon medina shemayim? The gemara asks more beis and beis. Shalech as a beir, biyachir shenkot biyat bekeach. Amem gimel. When you hire, you tell someone to kill, right? And there, im esil says is dina zuta. That's to an einish. Are you going to be punished from shemayim? We're not talking about chiyuv. Achiv Mammon, did you do an aveir? Are you going to get punished or not? That's the issue. So there, Im Meisil says, Zina Zuta. You will guard someone to get killed. Yeah? So if you cause someone to get killed, of course you can get punished because of that. The Dina Zuta at least. Visham, it is a Dina Rabba. But it's nothing to do with the Sugya of being Chayiv Mammon. Achiyah Mammon, albeit Medina Shemayim. The difference is Achiyah Mammon Medina Shemayim or being Chayim and Einish B'Shemayim. It's the Gval Gechilik. The Gval Gechilik, there's no Shaykhs to do Gemara. You can't be right one to the other. The guy means the right. What says, what are you talking about? There's no Sushta B'Chal. Mumaisa though, if you look at Taisa Rosh, over there, Gushman Bez Bez, the Taisa Rosh learns out from Beis Hillel, the Chayiv Dina Zuta, he learns out from there, and Shleich has a Be'era, he holds like the Ritva, and Shleich has a Be'era, Aydeh Bekeyach, your Chayiv Mammon. He said, if you chayiv dina zuta, then you're going to be chayiv mammon also. If you chayiv dina zuta for killing, you chayiv mammon also. So the Rosh, Lehedya, and the Shining we find, the Rosh does make a tzush tel between the din of dina rab and dina zuta, which says that's a shayil of einish, min a shayim. It's not a shayil of v'chiv mammon. And then we see on the Rosh that there is, he does make tzush tel one to the other.